I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Hey, guys! Woo! An episode! I'm so excited about this Season 2, Episode 12, Kai Parker Screwed Us. I'm your host, Haley Graves. And before we get into things, because this was a big episode, y'all, I gotta introduce my girl, Shiksha Matani.
What's up, everyone? So excited Kai is back.
Kai Parker, he is back, everybody.
Oh, my God.
But before we get into this monster of an episode, see what I did there?
Yeah, that was good.
We're gonna talk about some things. I'm gonna break it down for you guys real quick. We're gonna start off by talking about what happened 10 years ago, because that was a huge part of this entire episode. Then we're gonna move on to talking about Alaric and the situation that he got himself into. Then we'll dive into our little duos with Kai and Josie, as well as Sebastian and Lizzie. Then, as always, we will talk about our special segment, aka The Merge. So be brainstorming out there. Make sure you decide your best duo and your worst duo. So when we get there, you can chime in and talk with Shiksha, and we'll give you a shout out. From there, we have some amazing news and gossip that you want to stay tuned for. And lastly, we'll wrap up with predictions. So with that, Shiksha,
yes,
tell me your thoughts on the episode, girl.
Oh my God, best episode ever.
Ever.
Seriously, the best. Yeah. And the thing is, with this show, every episode is amazing. So for them to top everything they've done was, it's all because of Kai. It's just Kai. He's amazing. He's back full force, so funny, so evil. It was just
so evil.
Like, it was just perfect.
I agree. I definitely was blown away by this episode, and especially because there's been so much attention to this episode. We knew episode 12, Kai's back. And then he delivered to a fault. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And not only just that, but just the whole entire storyline, because we finally have some reason behind this dark Josie. We've been getting all these flashbacks, and it is here.
Yes.
So before we dive into those details, we're going to talk about 10 years ago.
Yes.
So the show opens up with 10 years ago, and we see Alaric, and him and Dorian are in the woods, and they find these dead bodies that have been burned. Mm-hmm. And so as they're doing that, they, like, Dorian's in this, like, terror, and he was like, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Because they know something that we don't know.
Yeah.
Flash forward a little bit. The next time we're in this 10 years flashback, we see three students being held in captivity. We find out that they're actually in detention, but there's a barrier wall. That's why they're kept in there. And we're introduced to three new characters in Jade, Wendy, and Diego.
Yes.
So in that moment, when you see these three characters, what were your thoughts and how they were going to all kind of tie together?
That's a great question. I honestly just wasn't even thinking about it because I was so excited to see Kai.
She really was.
I didn't really know what to expect when they showed the dead bodies. I wondered if it had some relation to Kai.
Yeah.
And it was interesting that it wasn't. And then I remembered as they were showing it that they had mentioned before that Alaric had locked people, like, put kids into the prison world, which I know we're going to talk about in a minute. But yeah, it was just all really interesting the way that they did that. Very unexpected.
Yeah, I noticed right off the bat the little, necklace thing or whatever that had the S. And I knew that was the Salvatore S.
Yeah.
So I was like, does this have something to do? I went further back into thinking if it had something to do more so with Kai, because I knew it was 10 years ago, which, I mean, the timeline doesn't really add up. But regardless, I was like, maybe that's what it has to do with, because the S and Salvatore, never thought that it was going to be students that had burned those bodies.
Yeah.
And so we end up learning that these three students are the three that got sent to the prison world 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is a witch that can create fire with her hands.
Yeah.
Another one is a werewolf. And then the last one, she's a vampire. So, of course, we have all three as culprits in the situation. Well, what ends up happening is they end up basically manipulating a young Josie who's looking on at these troublemakers, which is really interesting to me that even at a young age, Josie was attracted to darkness.
Yeah.
You know, so she was attracted to these three that were obviously there because they had been in trouble. And
she was intrigued by it.
Yes, yeah. And she was so willing to help them.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of their manipulation tactics to get her to take down the barrier wall at such a young age?
I love that you said that she was attracted to the darkness. I didn't actually put that together. I didn't see that. I'm being honest. The way that I saw it was that just Josie has always been very naive and innocent, and they were using that against her.
Yeah.
I know that in the last season, we've seen a different side to her. Yep. But if you guys remember in season one, she was just this naive, innocent.
So pure.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I was looking at it. Like, she was always this person. And, of course, she's the easiest one to manipulate.
For sure. I think for me, what gave it away was how she was kind of just lurking. So she was looking on. You know, it wasn't.
No, yeah, you're right.
She was very much in a place of more. You could tell she was curious.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was like easily how I knew that that's kind of where it was going.
Yeah.
And then from there, we end up finding out that the real story. So. Yes. At this point in the episode, they're actually in the prison world, and they – or no, actually, not they're not in the prison world yet. The next part is we see Alaric putting Jade on trial.
That was so interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and I love Alaric. You guys know I love Alaric. Yeah. I was so excited when he came back as headmaster. But this just makes me question his character a little bit because – what the hell? You know, I get that they were, one was a ripper and they were just out of control and they were killing people. But I feel like banishing them to the prison world was a little insane.
See,
you know?
But the crazy thing is, Alaric, he didn't even know, though, that she was a ripper in the moment. All the facts that he had was burned bodies and them being ripped apart. So whether it was from a ripper or from the werewolf, like, he technically didn't know.
He didn't have enough proof.
Yeah. And what makes me sad about this is the fact that Alaric was so quick to judge in the situation. And the fact he didn't even, like, mind his P's and Q's of, okay, I know that Jade is a good student. Jade wants to go to medical school. And he didn't even take the time to really consider why she'd be acting the way she did. And as many times as he's been around Damon and Stefan, who had multiple times turned off their humanity.
That's what I was thinking,
too. The fact that he wasn't able to recognize that really kind of disappoints me in him.
Yeah.
But I think this is the beginnings of, because given the age that Josie and Lizzie are, to me it seemed like they were just getting started at the school. So now he had even more reason to want to protect his daughters, which at his core is what he's always done.
Mm-hmm.
And through that is, I think, ultimately why he made the decision and it was so easy to dismiss these students.
Yeah, no, you're right. And if you really think about it, the reason when he, last season, when he was, you know, kicked out of the school as headmaster, the reason was because he had these extra things that he had set up to protect the students. So this is just one thing that he had done also. And it was in the past. So this is nothing to say, like, this is
he
not something.
He hasn't learned from it.
Yeah, because this is not something he did. Well, he put Sebastian in the prison world, too.
Exactly.
So that makes me question it again.
Well, and especially because I think his motives for Sebastian are, again, to protect Lizzie. It always comes down to protecting his daughters. But because in this moment in time, he has no idea what actually transpired. It's not until we're in the prison world that he finally realizes and hears from Jade what actually happened. Because she's had enough time to be able to, I guess, come to terms with what happened that night. Because she tells it from her perspective that they go to this party that they're excited to go to. It ends up being a freak party, and basically things just escalate out of control and out of all of their powers. You know, I kind of think Diego definitely started it, but he for sure started it. But you see Wendy kind of freak out because she didn't mean to set the girl on fire, and then we hear from Jade and her first account of it that she learned that night she was a ripper.
Yeah.
And because the pain and the emotion of everything she was feeling of the first person she even ripped was this girl that she had feelings for, all of that weighed so heavily on her that she chose to turn off her humanity.
Yeah.
And it's not until that moment that Alaric finally knew. when he was in, yeah, like, what do you think Alaric was thinking about as she's telling what really happened?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, like, and because Josie's sitting right there listening to all of this, yep, that it was like, oh, shit, what did I do?
Like, I done messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay, so this is what I was thinking about in that moment was, what about MG? We know, yeah, that that's the route he's headed down, yep, right? That he's most likely going to be a Ripper. And we saw him kill Landon, and, yeah, we didn't know he was a Phoenix at the time when he killed him.
Yeah.
So was Alaric going to banish him to the prison world then too?
Yeah.
You know? Because, yeah, I mean, based on previous things that he's done, I would think that, yeah, MG technically, yep, should be in there too.
Yeah.
So it just makes me think about how Alaric, as the headmaster of the school, was in charge of these students, and who is he to banish them for the rest of their lives?
Like, no, I agree. Like, who, yeah, made you, like,
yeah,
like, trial and executioner?
Yeah.
You know? And because what's even more interesting is thinking back to the episode with Alyssa Chang, where we learn that he gave her the option to erase her memories and start fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at what point in time did he kind of come to that being the method that he was going to take in giving them an option? And did these three students have the option? Because to me, it just kind of seemed like they didn't. And because she said, go ahead and just punish us, which, yes, also I kind of felt a little passive aggressive, because she knew that whatever he could do wasn't going to be that harsh, or it wasn't going to affect her, because again, her humanity was off.
Mm-hmm.
But so Alaric's in a tough situation. He is basically living for his life right now, because, yep, Jade wants him to suffer in the same way that she did. So she's given him a 5-minute head start. He has 24 hours to hide from them, and that's just basically where we leave off with Alaric.
Carlos Hernandez is saying, and where were their parents?
Yeah.
That's true, too. We, yeah, don't know. I mean, it could be like with MG, where the parents, you know,
agreed,
are like done with him. Yeah. They've disowned him. But we don't know the, yeah, truth behind that. But that's a good point. I did, he did say that he was going to kill them, and Caroline was the one who convinced him to
show mercy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which just, that, it's just so problematic, the whole, yeah, thing. It's like, Alaric, what the hell, you,
agreed,
know?
Agreed.
Yeah, so I don't know where I stand with him anymore, which is sad.
I think he's come a lot farther than we think he has, and I think that this whole situation with Josie and her dark side is really going to give him a taste of his own medicine, because he has a daughter that is more or less considered a monster.
Yeah.
And that's how he realistically views all of these supernaturals. And, mm-hmm, that's how he sees her, as a monster.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you're, I don't, right, that's not how he sees her, but that's going to be the hard reality and truth that he's going to have to realize.
No, you're right. Yeah. It's very interesting. But it's just, we're seeing his dark past, and hopefully he does,
yeah,
learn from it.
Exactly.
We'll see.
Yeah. And so, as Shiksha was already giving shout outs, she also has a message for everyone listening out there.
I do. So you guys, just want to quickly thank you for watching us here at AfterBuzz TV. You guys are the ones that make us the ESPN of TV talk. While you're sitting there in the chat, which I am reading and I am shouting you guys out, make sure to hit that like button and that subscribe button. You help us out that way. Keep us here. And if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, hit the 5 stars. Yes, 5 stars. Thank you guys so much. If you do that, we can keep coming back and talking about the shows that we all love. So thanks, guys.
Love you. Yes, absolutely. And we really do love all of you talking to us, especially, gotta give a shout out to Charmed Original, because, you know, we talk on the reg pretty often.
Yeah.
Make sure you continue to watch, because we actually have something special for you in store, Miss Charmed Original. But yes.
Okay, so I'm just reading your chat, you guys. Keep them coming. So Ivan Soto is saying, I see a semblance of humanity still in Jade. Do you?
Yeah. Okay, so Jade is the one that I don't know how I feel exactly about. It was Wendy that actually caught my attention. It was in the scene right before Jade told Wendy and Diego to go and find Kai, that you see it in her eyes as Jade's telling the story of what actually happened, that she seems remorseful. Well, I don't know necessarily remorseful, but you can tell in just her reaction to the story being told, yeah, that she's still sad about the situation, and she's really the one that kind of seems like, yeah, Wendy's the one with the fire hands.
No, I know. I just did, I felt it more from Jade, actually. See, Diego,
I still think that Jade has her humanity off, and but at the same time, this is still affecting her because I don't think she would have such a chip on her shoulder for Alaric if it didn't actually hurt her deep down what he did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're really only going to just continue to find out. I think we'll get to predictions about that.
Yeah, we'll get to predictions.
But, okay, with that, so now we're going to move on to talking about Kai and Josie. What did you think? Because, again, Josie decides to take things into her own hands like she's continued to do, and it's blown up in her face. I mean, we haven't seen it complete. Actually, we did see it blow up. Let's be honest. The dark magic blew up in her face. But regardless, she continues to do these things. And in this episode, she decided that she was going to be her own person. And she chained up her dad and then decided to take it on herself to partner with Kai, which, let's be honest, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
All the stories you've heard, everything.
Yeah.
Like, and she technically ends up outsmarting him. To be honest, like, she does.
Yeah, she does. It was cool.
But, so, as they're going through, we're getting to hear and be reminded of why we love Kai so much. Because, truthfully, I kind of, they had me on the edge of my seat a little with Kai. I was like, is he kind of good now? Because the first two times we see him.
So you believed him a little bit?
I did a little. Because the first two times we see him, he saves Josie. Then he saves Alaric, which, granted, it was all in this big scheme just to get Josie on his side. But still, there's still some Kai in there. Everything he does is for himself and for the benefit of himself. But he's still capable of doing a good deed as long as it benefits Kai.
Yes. Okay, so I have to tell you, Haley, before we started, I was in the chat and talking to all of you guys, and you guys were laughing at me because I kind of believed Kai for a minute, and now you're telling me you did too. So go ahead, laugh away.
Yeah.
We were naive and believed him for a split second. Then I remembered who he actually is.
Like, I don't know if I necessarily believed him as more I was like, oh, okay, this dude's actually kind of had to fight for his life in this place.
Yeah.
You know, so he was like, it was more like he was happy to see the Saltzmans being there because this was going to be his way out.
Yeah.
And so he was going to manipulate the situation again to help Kai. Mm-hmm. And that was why he was more willing to help. Not in reality, he's actually been brooding this plan for 10 plus years.
Yeah.
And it's coming to fruition.
Well, I mean, but when it happened the way that it did, I was so happy because it was just so Kai.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's against our main characters. Yeah. It's just Kai.
Yep.
You know, we have Mercenary X84 saying the episode should have been called Kai Parker Screwed Everyone.
But really, though. And, like, even I just have to bring up because I love how the writers wrote in some just key Kai Parker lines.
Yes.
And by saying when he saw Alaric, he was like, hey, we're beard brothers.
Yes.
Like, I was like, that's amazing. And then what was the other one he said? Oh, I wrote it down. He said Darth Vader's alarm clock.
Yes!
Talking about
that was awesome.
Clock. I was like, wow, that was really clever.
Yeah.
I really appreciated both of those.
Yeah.
But so Kai ends up basically duping Josie, and we realize that he's been in cahoots the whole time with the three students that are over there. And also, side note, I was surprised it was only three students from like one situation, you know, and it just, without retracting too much, it just kind of further shows Alaric emotionally making decisions in a heat of something instead of just thinking things through and figuring out the best situation.
Agreed. I thought it would be so many more students.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Like, basically anyone that caused problems, I thought was about to be over there. But so with that, Josie is in this middle of the hallway. She ends up getting taken back by Jade because she decides to tell Kai that she has the blood of a Bennett witch. So Kai takes it. Kai screws over everybody to no surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up realizing that he doesn't have the blood of a Bennett witch. But in paying attention to what Josie said, and this actually plays to what you mentioned, that Josie is naive. And so she's just telling Kai about what they're doing in the real world and what they're fighting. And so by her talking about Malivore, and I'm kind of disappointed in myself because I paid attention to when he was like, oh, Malivore, and he was kind of inquiring about it. But I was like, oh, they're just having conversations. But I should know better do not do anything without having more intention behind it.
These writers are so good.
Agreed.
Jeez,
and so they hid that gem in there for us. And then we end up at the end of the episode, we have Kai calling Josie to tell her basically an ultimatum. And this was the, I'm sitting there, guys, watching this, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What is happening? Because it, I could have never imagined it to end up being like this.
Yeah. So overall, the whole Kai and Josie angle, I loved. Because, because we've seen Josie get darker and darker and darker throughout the season. And we've been waiting for that moment where she kind of goes over the edge, which is clearly what we're going to see next week with her over the edge, which we've been waiting for.
Dark Josie.
Yeah, that's happening. So, yeah, but to see them together and connect, I really liked it. Same. You know, I thought that they complemented each other really well.
Yep.
But it was...
two dark souls.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. And the thing is, the way that they kept... first of all, they kept saying, you know, an answer for an answer. Yep. And, like, nothing comes for free. I thought that was amazing. Yep. But I also loved how they kept cheating, like, manipulating one another. Yeah. You know, they didn't trust each other even once, really. They just kept manipulating. Because even when we thought that Josie gave in and trusted Kai with the blood, she wasn't. She was manipulating him yet again. Did you see that coming? Because
I did a little bit, because I was just like, there's no way that she would have happened to have the blood in her pocket. Like, it was just, I just thought it was, like, too far-fetched. Like, I just didn't think that it was actually going to happen. I bought it. But the one thing I will say that I really appreciated even more about this episode and their pairing is the fact that Kaylee Bryant, who plays Josie, she pushed and pushed and pushed to bring Kai back. Like, she was really the rock that kept saying, I want Kai if there's a Vampire Diaries character to bring. Like, I want
Kai. Interviews and stuff.
And interviews and just everything. And then the fact that the two of them were so great on camera together.
Yeah.
That's what made me appreciate it even more, was because
she got her wish.
And then the two of them on screen together was magic.
Yeah, Lizzie didn't even meet him. I don't think, right? Nope. Yeah, that sucks for her, honestly.
I mean, let's be honest, it's not too late. But
yes.
That we know of.
Yeah, that we know
of. So that's where they end up, and we know that they're on the phone with each other, and Kai basically gives her the ultimatum of,
oh my God,
you have to break the sand clock because I'm about to jump in this Malivore pit and you're going to forget that I exist. That was the most clever thing.
It was amazing.
Ever. I was
wow,
this is expert level evil.
Yeah.
And he was telling her, like, she's going to have to completely invest in her dark side. And the key is to be dark, but still have light shine through to get everyone home. And that's what's going to be amazing. And a part of me is hoping that it may not be her light that gets them home. It's her hatred. But she doesn't remember Kai, so I guess it can't be. I was going to say,
no,
it could be
idea what they're
going to
do.
But.
Yeah. Okay. That moment, my mouth dropped. Yep. It was just like a oh shit moment.
Yep.
Because I really didn't expect
that. Yes, like, talk about a mic drop.
Yes.
Like, ultimate mic drop.
Yes, that was so, and it was perfect because it's Kai, you know, and we should have expected it, but then you still don't expect it.
Yep.
That was amazing because it just forced her to break the one thing she's been protecting and avoiding this whole time. She purposely had to do it in a split second without thinking. Oh, it was amazing.
See, and like the one thing I will also say is that when they first get there, he says, I can smell the Gemini all over you. So we're reminded that they're part of the same coven.
Yeah.
But right at the end, it might have not been at the end, but it was when Josie was frozen in the hallway. Mm-hmm. He says, like, maybe you are a lot like your mother because she always thought that she could outsmart me too. Mm-hmm. But in reality, I think Josie is very much like Kai.
Yeah.
And Lizzie is the one who's always been like Josie.
Interesting.
I mean, like their mother, Josie.
Well, I feel like Lizzie's more like Caroline, actually.
Well, yeah, we've said that. But, like, if, like, between the
you
twins.
You have to choose. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Josie's the Kai one. But if you had asked me that in season one, I would have said it the other way around.
Well, because you know? They led us to believe that when we had their mother on the one episode and they, like, bonded and she was needing
that
mother.
And just the personalities, too. You know, they, like, drastically changed in season two, which makes me wonder what they're going to do in season three.
I know. It's going to be interesting. But so speaking of Lizzie, she is off in this fantasy land with Sebastian. From the minute they get to the whatever world they're in, mm-hmm. they, like, Sebastian just sweeps her away and is charming and handsome, and he basically offers her to stay. And he says, go through a day with me, see the world with me, and decide if you want to stay here with me.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
And oh, so God, they're having Lizzie. This day, and they go to this beautiful mansion, and they're dancing, and he has this dress for her. And I want to know in the comments if anyone else noticed that that house looked vaguely similar in, like, the whole scene to when Elena was coming down the stairs to Damon. Mm. And it made me, like, have serious flashbacks,
like,
of
for
that.
The cotillion, right?
Yeah,
I wonder.
Yeah.
Guys, let us know, because I think,
like,
you're
the
right.
The sets look really similar. The outside of the house didn't look the same, but the inside of the house, almost
Whose
like with the staircase, looks very
remember?
Similar. I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm blanking, y'all. But, oh, God, I know that it looked really similar.
Because we know that they've used Vampire Diaries sets before, so I was just curious if anyone noticed if this was the same.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're having this day together, and it seems blissful and pure and sweet.
Yes.
But then at the end of it, Sebastian tells Lizzie, hey, when I offered to turn you into a vampire, it wasn't really an offer.
Yeah, okay, so we have answers here. Brandon Bowie is saying the house was the Lockwood estate. Oh, Lockwood.
Okay, yeah.
Duh. Okay, yeah, so that's what they're saying. Also, Iron Knight is saying, I was getting Beauty and the Beast vibes when Lizzie and Seb were dancing together. So
that's true. Fair. Yeah, that's
but
very
it was like
fair.
A Cinderella
I saw them,
dress.
Yeah,
so.
I saw them tweet it out to Linda and the Beast, right?
Yeah.
That's what that's what Kai called her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so they're having this day together, and all of a sudden, Lizzie gets in this situation where she realizes that Sebastian is a bad guy,
yeah.
And kind of Dad was right. You know?
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was nice to see Lizzie finally realizing who Sebastian really was.
Agreed.
Because she's just been a little naive when it comes to Sebastian up until here. But I didn't see the whole vampire thing coming either. Like, I didn't expect him to want to turn her.
I kind of did because he's been so infatuated with her that I kind of thought that that's where this was going. But Lizzie, she's grown so much as a character this season, because old Lizzie would have just, like, fallen over and been like, no, you're right. Like, let's stay here, because she's always just wanted love so much. But I really appreciate the fact that the writers are taking her character to a place that she's learning to love herself.
Yes.
And she sees her worth and knows
Finally.
What's best for her. And so she turns him down, but then he reveals that she had already drank vampire blood. And
which, how did she not notice?
Yeah,
she's
I know.
Drinking
like
wine
versus, like, I'm pretty sure blood's a little thicker.
Yeah,
but regardless.
I didn't understand how she didn't notice that, but okay.
Yeah, lost in the moment, we'll say. But so she freaks out, basically, and runs, storms off the estate, and she ends up siphoning him to basically desiccate Sebastian.
Yeah.
What did you think in that moment as she's doing that?
That was such a badass move.
Facts.
Yes. Finally. Go Lizzie, you know. She was taking care of herself. She wasn't whining or, you know, she was upset, obviously.
She had to make the hard decision.
Yeah,
and
she
did
it. Yeah, it was amazing. Can I just say, though, that they answered a question that we've been asking all along is, for the merge, if one of them becomes a vampire, wouldn't stop the merge? And today they answered that, guys, that it would stop the merge, but then, you know, you can't have kids, can't grow old with someone, and they don't know where they stand. But they're only, like, 16 years old, right?
Yep.
So they still have 6 years to figure that out.
Yeah.
But interesting, they answered it for us.
And what's even more interesting is the way things ended in Lizzie getting a car crash, and I kind of remember her crashing and picking her own head up, so it seemed like she was conscious, but then my brain was just freaking out about the fact that she just drank blood and she got in a car accident.
I think she's dead.
See, you think she's dead. Let us know what you all think. Without jumping to predictions, we'll get there. But, I mean, is Lizzie dead? Like, can we get that hashtag going? Because, like,
is Lizzie dead? Is Lizzie dead? Ludmila Tushova said, Lizzie probably doesn't drink wine too much, so she doesn't know what the normal taste is.
Okay, I mean, that's fair. I just feel like
I guess she's only 16.
Texture, like, the density of it might be a little different. But, okay, so...
Yeah.
Those are all of our storylines. That's where they all stand. We have Alaric running for his life away from these three kids that he put in the prison world. Lizzie is maybe dead. And Josie just had all of the dark magic into her. And Kai has gone through the Malivore pit back to the other side and has met up with the necromancer. Yeah.
Okay, so he's with the necromancer now.
Yep.
So two huge evils are together. Mm-hmm. What the hell's going to happen?
They're going to have a battle of who's more evil and take each other out.
But so does that, guys, let me know, because I was trying to look it up before, but do you guys know if he's coming back for another episode?
Yeah, that was our question, was how long is Kai going to be around, or if Necromancer's just going to be like, bye, push him back in.
Right, but in the teaser for next week, it looked like Kai was going to be in it, so I'm hoping that he is, because that would be amazing. But yeah, I just wonder what that dynamic's gonna be like.
It's gonna be hilarious, is what it's gonna be, because the necromancer is so funny, and so is Kai, so it's gonna be great. Plus,
I'm excited about
throwing Chad in there. Amazing.
Yeah, and then people are asking if he would go after Damon and Elena.
I know.
And
I feel like
Stephanie.
That's a little bit far of a reach, because we know, at least at this point, that they're not going to come back, and we know what happened with Elena's character. So I don't see that
because we haven't even met them in this show yet. So I'm saying yet.
It's a great thought, but I don't see it happening. All right. So what's up?
Ivan Soto is saying, yes, Kai will be in at least two episodes, this one and next week so far.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. So with that, I just want to move on. And before we do, we have some special videos. You guys, Charmed Original, she reached out to me and let me know that the OG AfterBuzz Vampire Diaries and Originals hosts were Miss Tiona and Roxy. And so the guys, they decided to give us videos on their takes of Kai being brought back and being in Legacies. Check them out.
Hey AfterBuzzers, Tiana Hobson here. I'm so sad that I am missing the epic, triumphant, spectacular return of Kai Parker. You guys know how much I love my boo, even though he batshit cray and is an evil, evil, evil person. He still has a special place in my heart. I truly wish I could be there to experience this with you all, but sadly work has called and I can't be. But thank you for all of your support and love and go, Kai, go. I don't know what's about to happen, but let's mess some things up. Let's get weird.
Shiksha, I got to say that you give me very, very much of the same vibe as her. Y'all are both on that same Kai Parker page. And then our next video is from the AfterBuzz queen herself, Miss Roxy Schreier.
What's up, OG AfterBuzz TV Originals and Vampire Diaries fans? I wish I could come in here tonight just to talk to you guys about how much I love to hate Kai, but I miss you all, and I'm so glad that this panel for Legacies is holding it down. They're killing it. Kai, guys, Kai. I mean, is he a top five TV villain of all time? Like, legitimately worth looking into. You just want to punch him in the face so bad.
But he's so funny.
The worst. Anyway, I love you guys. I miss you. And keep on watching AfterBuzz TV. Hopefully, I can make an appearance at some point. Shiksha's been telling me that I got to get involved with Legacies. So, you know, there's always a possibility that I'll be seeing you guys around. And definitely you'll be seeing Kai around. So that makes us all very lucky. All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Oh,
well,
man.
Yeah, we hope that y'all enjoyed that.
Yes.
Hope that we're doing even a dent of as good of a job as they did with all of you for so long.
Yes.
But with that, We're going to move into our special segment. They were such a great duo, so
you know,
it just makes sense for us to move on to the merge and talk about our favorite duo and our least favorite duo from this episode. So go ahead and let me know yours, Shiksha.
Okay, so best, I have two.
Okay.
Josie and Kai, obviously, because they were amazing. And also Kai and Necromancer. We only got them for like a split second, but
you're excited.
So excited. What about you? What's best?
My best, actually, in a weird, twisted way, was Sebastian and Lizzie. Only because.
Really?
Yes. Because I appreciated his love and devotion for her, but not in the fact that he thought she was Cassandra, basically. Like he was just trying to replace Cassandra.
Yeah.
But then I was just so proud of Lizzie. So I guess in a sense they weren't the best duo, but as individuals and then together it brought out the best in Lizzie, so I was okay with it.
Interesting. Okay, I'll take it. Okay. I'll take it. For me, worst was Alaric and his daughters.
Okay.
Because I just it just makes me so upset, you know?
Everything and, that's happened because of their relationship.
Yeah, it's I've just never been on board with his relationship with his daughters, and I still don't buy into it really that much. And then also Alaric with Jade.
Yeah.
That was just sad.
I agree with you on Alaric and Jade, and I will say another one of my least favorite duos, which really is kind of like a trio plus one, but was Kai and the three students. The fact that the three students had been there with him for 10 years and didn't realize he was going to screw them over, that's just shame on you.
Yeah.
So those are my least favorite.
We have some...
What's people saying in the chat?
Well, okay, so we have Mercenary X84 saying best Josie and Kai, worst Sebastian and Lizzie. So worst Sebastian and Lizzie.
Which is fair. I just liked how Lizzie was triumphant in the situation.
So many people are saying best Josie and Kai, of course. Yeah. But Ivan Soto is saying worst is Diego and the witch.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Ludmilla says Kai and everyone. Okay. let's see what else. So, yeah, Gracian Ryan said the worst Sebastian of the Luscious Lips and the best was Kai and Necromancer. So, a couple different options.
Yeah, I'm just the oddball, and I just was happy to see Lizzie win.
Yeah.
But, okay, so now our favorite time of the episode, we're going to talk about our predictions for what is to... Oh, JK, whoops, we're not at predictions yet. Sorry, I jumped the gun. Guys, Shiksha has amazing news. Told y'all we have this amazing news.
Yes.
And, you know, we got that. So, Shiksha, take it away.
Thank you. All right, so guys, news for the evening. The first one is talking about Chris Wood and the fact that he's back as Kai Parker. He actually told EW how he agreed to revive Kai Parker's character on Legacies with the creator, Julie Plec. He said, quote, "Julie basically didn't leave me any choice in the best way possible. She kind of told everybody I was coming back, and then I went over to her house and we were drinking wine, not blood, and she was
allegedly
like, you're doing this right. It was great. I love Julie. I love working with her, and I was so happy to go back and play this character." He then talked about what it was like getting back into the character after so long. And he said, "I wasn't hesitant, but I was wondering if it was going to take me a second to warm back up into it. But actually, within two or three zippy one-liners, I felt right back at home."
Yeah, that's like riding a bike. Like
basically. He said, "Playing the character forces me as an actor to push myself to make extreme choices and to continue to be open and explore, even once we're shooting a scene. That feeling, as soon as I remembered what that was like, that was how I unlocked the character. It kind of just happened once we were shooting, and thankfully it was pretty painless." He then went on to praise the writing and said it was because of good writing that it was so easy. Which
is what we continue to say, that the writing on this show is amazing.
Truthfully, yeah. He also said that the episode had the worst thing he's ever had to do for a job. That's what he told TV Line. And he couldn't say what exactly because he didn't want to give away the episode. So what do you think that was? The worst thing that he had to do for any job?
I have no idea. But it does give me hope that we're going to see a lot more of Chris Wood, because it seems like he was really positive and this was good for him and his partnership with Julie Plec. Their relationship is great. So who knows? Maybe we can turn this into a regular thing.
I hope so. Yeah.
You never know. I mean, how regular can a villain be? Although Malivore stuck its head around. But
yeah, that's true. And then second piece of news for the evening. Last week, we talked about Julie Plec getting a new Universal deal.
Yep.
So what does this mean for Legacies? We already know they've renewed for of season 3, but will Julie Plex still be working on it? No. She actually responded to a tweet saying that she will still be a part of Legacies, so thank God she'll still be a part of it. But the question now is, who will take over as the lead? A lot of people are saying that it should be executive producer and writer Brett Matthews, who's been working very...
I support that.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, me too. He's been working really closely with Julie, so it's possible he takes the lead, and if he does, I think the show will remain as good as it is now.
Oh, I completely agree. Right? Yeah. Brett is amazing. He's an amazing writer. He's done so many things for this show, and he's been around for a long time working closely with Julie, so I think if anything, it could take on more of a life of its own and continue to just be great at what it was, especially if they maintain a good relationship. I don't think Julie Plec will ever truly go anywhere.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I just think she won't be as big a part in, you know, she won't be playing such a big role. But yeah, we'll see.
Those are great pieces of news. I'm sorry that I almost missed them. But
Don't worry.
Now we will get into predictions. I'm just so excited to talk to y'all about what's going to happen because I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, oh my God, me neither.
I don't know.
I just want to quickly say that a lot of people are thinking the worst thing that he ever had to do could have been walking out of the pit because it was all gooey and gross.
Oh, fair.
Yeah,
fair.
Imagine like...
That makes sense.
...getting into all that.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, predictions. Do you think that Kai is going to knock down the necromancer or is the are they going to work together? Is he going to deceive him?
I truthfully... Like, this was such a curveball for me that I really do not know.
Yeah.
Because we see that Kai ends up kind of teaming up-ish with Hope or kind of having to guide Hope or drop hints or manipulate Hope or whatever he's doing. We know Hope is involved.
Oh, yeah.
And so to that extent, it doesn't make me feel like the Necromancer and Kai are going to be a team.
Okay. So do you think Kai is going to go into the school and...
I kind of think that if anything... Kai is going to think the Necromancer's a joke, brush him off, and then go on his own little evil rant because that's just kind of what he does. He wants to be the most evil one, so I could see him just not really taking the Necromancer seriously, which will just fuel the Necromancer, especially since he always says, I am the Necromancer, and no one knows what he's talking about.
That's so true.
So that's kind of how I feel that's going to go down. And then additionally, I really think that Josie is... I think she's going to get them out of there. I have no doubt in my mind that Josie's going to be the reason they get out. But I think it's going to have to be a come to Jesus moment between her and Alaric in order for them to get there.
Okay. Well, I think that because Kai already kind of said, foreshadowed a little bit by saying that if you do this, you're the only person who can get you out.
Yep.
So that is obviously the way that they're going to get out. Yep. I just hope that Lizzie's not dead and not a vampire because that would be sad.
No.
Yeah, I'm really hoping she's not. But I'm kind of hoping for a Josie-Kai showdown.
Yeah.
So, like, they break out and then they just go for it.
And let Josie be the hero and not Hope for once.
Yeah. But what do you think is going to happen to Kai's character? Like, are they going to kill him or...
I mean, if we only know that he's in 2 episodes and we know this is not a finale, then to me it just seems the logical answer is that he either goes back into a prison world to where we can kind of tap into him again if we want, or... I feel like that's really the only way we keep him around.
Yeah, I kind of really want him to still be an option.
I know you do.
But also because when we finally deal with the merge in the future, then it would be cool to have him come back for that.
Yeah, and him to kind of help guide them through it.
Guide them through it.
Decide which one he wants to live more like it.
Yeah, so we have Charmed Original saying, I think the worst thing Kai will do will be in the next week's episode when he kills Alaric or Josie, who will return as a heretic like him. Oh my God.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Yeah, so that's it. And then Iron Knight said, I predict Kai's going to meet Hope and she's going to have no idea who he is. Oh yeah, that's definitely
going to
happen.
Yeah, well, we do know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So this will be interesting. And then don't forget, Alyssa is part of this.
And another crazy thing that I just thought about, since he came out of Malivore and no one remembers him, he technically can rewrite his own story. Like, he doesn't have to be evil, which he is to his core. But I'm just saying this is an opportunity.
He will be,
though. Like, well, no doubt. But this is just an opportunity for them to kind of rewrite a little bit of who Kai is because no one remembers. So no one knows the evil things he did.
Josie is going to come back full darkness of, you know.
True.
And then she's going to have a showdown with him, I've already decided. And then that black magic's going to hit him. And then everybody's going to remember. And I don't know. That's what's going to happen.
All right. Anyone else have some predictions for us?
Yeah. Brandon Bowie said, I predict that Kai will gain more power from the Necromancer and just go crazy on the school. And Josie and Hope will have to work together to slow him down. And Lizzie is a heretic. Oh, my God.
Yeah. See, I will say that there's a huge part of me that fears Lizzie's fate right now, especially because I feel like there's they had to have been talking about the Ascendant for a reason. We know that they're several years away from being 22, but there's been such an emphasis on it this season
feel like
we can't really move on without addressing it further and something dramatic happening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I agree. Something's got to happen. We can't be waiting 6 years for it to happen. Gratian Ryan said, I predict Lizzie will also get a power boost, her light to Josie's dark, and get them all home, and they all remember who Kai is. So Lizzie's going to be the one that helps her, Josie. And then she said, I think the Necromancer will incapacitate and keep Kai's body.
Probably.
All right, Grace and Ryan. That's an interesting all right, guys. One.
Well, with that one, I think that is a wrap. Thank you so much for watching. We very much appreciate all of you. Go ahead and sign us off, Ms. Shiksha.
Yes, guys. My name is Shiksha Methani, a.k.a. Bali Girl. You can find me on Instagram at I Am Bali Girl, where I post all kinds of Bollywood news as well as all the information on all the after shows that I'm on. So make sure to check that out.
And, guys, I cannot wait to be back here next Thursday. These episodes are so good. And in the meantime, if you ever want to chat with me, you can follow me on Twitter at Haley1Graves2 or on Instagram, HaleyGraves with two S's. I love talking about this show, so feel free to hit me up. We will see you next week, guys. Adios.
Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.